Good evening and welcome to Sidetracked. You're listening to CICK 93.9 FM.
Devil toy. Pasa uno, pues no paso yo. Finta de mañoso, porte placo son. Besitos pa' todas, ya ni siento amor.
Dale, fo, mami me llama. Me quiere en su cama. Fresas y coque.
Tirándome al fondo. Ahí en Culiacán la bada del viejo. Y la motita es cruz y me pongo un leñón.
Baby chula, tell me now. Todas dicen papi, but I wanna love. Fuga pa' Toronto, plaza del viajón. Se le ve la mano, Rolex, un melón.
La ninfo, mami, me llama. Me quiere en su cama. Fresas y coque. Estamos la empresa SM con la PFL. We locked in with the six.
Sweetheart from the trailer park can drink old beer way after dark. She's a blanket to my cold, she's the blood in my heart. Yeah, that's my sweetheart from the trailer park. Well, she worked real hard tending bar under big city lights where there ain't no stars. Now she's outbound, a candle in the dark. Yeah, that's my sweetheart from the trailer park. She grew up tall. She was raised right. She was a small town girl on a Saturday night. She stole her own dress from her granny's curtains. She's a diamond in the rough and my love for certain. But my sweetheart from the trailer park. Rip and roar, to sing and dance. Take love by storm with a strong romance. We can two-step here all the way to Shreveport. To come back home, that's what we're working for. She grew up tall, she was raised right. She was a small town girl on a Saturday night. She stole her own dress from her granny's curtains. She's a diamond in the rough and my love for certain. And my sweetheart from the trailer park.
sweetheart from the trailer park. It's my sweetheart from the trailer park.
Well, my sweetheart from the trailer park can drink cold beer way after dark. She's a blanket to my cold, she's the blood in my heart. Yeah, that's my sweetheart from the trailer park.
She grew up tall, she was raised right. She my small town girl on a Saturday night. She stole her own dress from her granny's curtains. She's a diamond in the rough, my love for certain. And my sweetheart from the trailer park. Yeah, that's my sweetheart from the trailer park. Yeah, that's my sweetheart from the trailer park. It's my sweetheart from the trailer park.
Hello and welcome to Sidetracked. Thanks so much for tuning in tonight. I've got a great show ahead of you. I am broadcasting from the territory of the Wet'suwet'en Nation, and I'm playing all new music tonight. So far, we have heard, how do I say this? Obong JR with Just My Luck. That's from the single for Just My Luck and Tomorrow Man that was released on the 9th of October. After that, we had Lily Is That You with Love and Desire from the album Painful Euphoria, released on the 18th. After that, we had Chino Pacas and, you guessed that right, Drake, and Firza Regda with Modo Capone from the new album Que Sigan Ligando La Pacas, also released on the 18th. And then that last one is new to me. So it is called Sweetheart from the Trailer Park by Paul Cawthon. That song was, I guess, released on the 15th of August, but I missed it. But he's got an album coming out this Friday, like the full album, Back to Black. So I've heard he's a lot of fun. I really like that song. It's super cheesy, but I just think it's great. So yeah, hope you liked it too. And right now we're listening to LP Giobi and Mascolo with Been Such a Long Time from LP Giobi's new album, Dot R. And that was released on the 18th, last Friday. I would love to thank our sponsor, the sponsor of Sidetracked, that is Nature's Pantry. Without you, without our sponsors and yourself, CICK wouldn't exist, or at least it wouldn't be this awesome. So thank you. You can find Nature's Pantry at 3859 First Avenue across the street from Local Supply for all your healthcare needs. Some of my favorite treats from Nature's Pantry include castor oil mixed with jojoba oil for my skin at night. Thank you so much to Leona for the tip. And bulk almonds for, if Ben's listening right now and others, I made like 20 plus loaves of grain-free zucchini bread that are now all in my freezer. Plus, I used local farm fresh eggs, which you can also find at Nature's Pantry. Also, supplements. I'll highlight the liquids I take. Sunforce Liquid Vitamin B Complex from BC. Nutri-C Omega-3 with the slogan, No Fishy Burp Backup, from Nova Scotia. And the Cultured Coconuts Fermented Organic Coconut Milk Probiotic, also from Nova Scotia. And just wanted to plug a couple events real quick. Mississippi Lynx and the Infirmary playing at Bulkley Valley Brewery this Friday for Halloween. And then on Saturday, Los Gringos, Death and All, and 1,000 Cuts at the Legion on Saturday. This next track is Passion Rock with Bon Enfant with the track Passion Rock. And it's from the album Demon Special. You're listening to CICK 93.9 FM.
J'ai trouvé une étincelle, un amour éternel, une espèce menacée, passage dans l'obscurité. J'en ai fait mon sacrifice, c'est le prix à payer. Un geste symbolique, à force de crier, le micro va sonner. La 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 la. passé, c'est la pluie. C'est écrit dans les lignes de ma main. Avec des gens pour faire du bruit. J'ai trouvé une étincelle pour animer la nuit. Je brûlerai toutes les chandelles. Trame sonore pour la vie.
Sorry, I'm a little bit of a mess. Vakna av en dröm med ett dräng i backen. Stanna för makta, I got it tanken. Slankare hopp, finn du bara upp i chippen i nacken. Programmerar mig själv till att chippa upp nacken. Klippa upp papirkracken som man står på för att nå upp till den svartvita höstfracken. Snart vet vi att det är svart och vitt i hoppsbanken. Dopskappan nådde aldrig ner till mörker vintera i bunnen av Tromsösunne. Den kallaste broa går från lys till mörk. Rätt in i tunga sörga. Tomme sönna, tomme sammen, unge bönna. Om en logisk väg in i sövn av tyngre hjälpemedel så vi kan döva av och törka stöva av. Ett hopp vi blev fortalt när vi var 17-18 snart. Och vuxa upp är ett attentat. Vi ankrar oss i alla planen som vi satte klart. Men det sank oss ner i dype bundraga. Något svart, tänkte sker det något snart. Något ut en dag av gången som en vanlig sak. Sker det noe snart, sker det noe snart, Skal vi brenne ned brua i kveld, skal vi brenne ned brua i kveld. Barna ser det på, vi etter i kveld. Sjangler hjem igjen og lyset skrus på. Okay. En by som alle rømmer fra. En kirke går av velbehag. Hvor alle bær på småbysnag. Og gatelysene på høylys dag. Høyt og lavt går vi gatelangs. Prater med oss selv og alle vennene vi kan hente. Når praten ikke strekker seg til, så sitter vi der og venter. På en kjøkkenstol i hjørnet av et nars vi har i mente. Seks gutter og et par jenter. Husker aldri hvem det var jeg kjente. Når jeg så de tente opp, så tenkte jeg det kjentes fort. Må få lov til å skjemme seg bort. Når midnatt sol byttes ut med slitsomhet og noen andres bankkort. Så traver man opp, vekk fra den der første bussen, blusen. Tørste etter siste bussen, ljusen. Børste av et selvhat som selger seg selv til rusen. Kjøper det opp neste helg, hold aldri kursen. Skal vi brenne ned brua i kveld? Skal vi brenne ned brua i kveld? Barna ser det på, vi etter i kveld. Sjangler hjem igjen og lyset skrus på. Skal vi brenne ned brua i kveld? Skal vi brenne ned brua i kveld? Barna ser det på, vi etter i kveld. Sjangler hjem igjen og lyset skrus på.
Hello and welcome back to Sidetracked. I've got Prince Rupert-based rock band Highbush Caribou on the line to talk to them about their new album, Shacked Up, out today. Woo-woo! Welcome to Sidetracked. So happy to be here.
Thank you. We're so happy to be here.
Awesome. And congrats. Happy album release day.
It's out today. Thank you. So exciting.
Yes, very exciting.
I was hoping you could introduce yourselves before we dive into talking about your new album.
Yeah, of course. I'm Jackie.
I'm Alvin.
This is Alvin. And together we're Highbush Caribou. There's a question mark because we play live. We definitely have other people coming to play with us, but yeah.
Yeah, we're the ones that we write all the songs and stuff. So.
Awesome. Great. Well, it's amazing to have you here, and your album's totally a vibe. It's got like this spooky sound. It's like a spooky surf rock sound. It's dynamic. Like, it's all over the place. It's even kind of got this like doo-wop song on it too, that Frankie track.
Yeah.
Yeah. And after perusing your Bandcamp a little bit, it looks like this album's been in the works for a little while. Can you tell us about it?
Yeah, for sure. So it's been a little bit of a journey. Alvin and I have been writing these songs since, when was it? Like April last year, I think it was.
Yeah, probably even earlier.
Yeah. We started recording them around there, but that was like the first time we kind of dabbled into the recording side of things and trying to produce our own album from home. So it's been kind of an experiment. We put some stuff out before, and then I realized that we had put out the unmastered stuff because I don't know, I just got it mixed up. We both work day jobs. We're doing this late at night when we're half asleep. I'm like, oh, I didn't put out the right copy, but it was okay for a while. But this new album now is like featuring some of those old songs. We got a new song. I think the first one we kind of considered an EP because we're a few songs short on there, but we added a new track and the whole album feels a bit more robust and put together. So we're really excited to put out this like newer, refined version of stuff that we've been working on for the past little while.
Amazing. And you recorded it all in your house?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. The earlier stuff we were house sitting for somebody in Rupert, and we kind of, that's where it kind of started.
Yeah.
Not really with full intentions of releasing any of the stuff as like, you know, songs or anything, but we were kind of using it to learn how to use like the recording software and everything. So yeah, and then we got our own place in Port Ed where we got a little room designated to recording, and yeah, so we just do it ourselves. It's a lot of fun to have a project that you have like, you know, pretty full control over and sound how we want it to sound.
Oh yeah, just like so many wormholes to fall into, but just for writing and recording, it's been really nice having that space. But yeah, a lot of upgrades have been happening as we've been going. So even from when we did our first few songs that we recorded and produced and mixed, and then to what we're doing now, it's quite a difference. So I think we're happy to like put this one out now and then move on to something new with all the knowledge that we're kind of slowly gaining along the way. I feel like we keep learning things, and then you learn one thing and then there's like 25 more things that you need to now explore. So yeah, really nice having that ability just to hop into a studio here at the house.
That's amazing. I'm sure it's hard to have boundaries with that too when it's
working. Oh yeah. Yeah, or the opposite way as well too, just like kind of forcing yourself to get in there, like shifting your brain from like cozy house mode to like, okay, like gotta go work.
Yeah. So there's two of you and I'm hearing many instruments on the album, so I'm wondering if you can like, who plays what?
Yeah. For sure. Well, Alvin is obviously our lead guitar whiz for sure. But everything is super duper collaborative. Like it always depends. I feel like we're usually together when we're writing these things. But the drums is a little bit of both of us. Neither of us are drummers though. So there's like a lot of frustration. We have like an electronic kit that we use in the house. Yeah, I see the cat coming to visit. You might hear some meows. we have like an electronic kit. Neither of us are good drummers, but we can at least kind of lay something down on there, and then we'll maybe use like a step sequencer or something like that in our recording software. Then the bass, both of us have kind of played. It kind of depends who's got the cooler idea.
Yeah, we have. I wouldn't even. Yeah, I think it's like 50-50 with the bass. Yeah. Jackie's written some bass lines, and I've done some. Jackie has a lot of the rhythm stuff, but sometimes I'll do like the rhythm part for it.
Yeah, or like I'll come with an idea, give it to Alan, he'll change it entirely. Like it's so fluid. Vocal stuff I'll do, but even some of the lyrics I'll even ask Alan, like, does this sound good or is this cheesy or like what do I do for this? or even just like melody advice, or like playing off of each other, right? Like when Alvin's writing a lead part, I might change like a melody for something, or you might follow a melody that I'm doing. So it's super collaborative. It's like really, really fun to write this way. It's you never know what you're gonna end up with at the end of it. You're just like passing it back and forth, and at the end you're like, cool.
Totally. Did I hear some stand-up bass on the album too?
Like, yeah. Oh, I won't turn this around because it's over. It's like right there on the other side. I'm like, don't turn the laptop around.
Disrupt the whole interview.
Yeah. Well, okay, that's a cool segue. Because that was actually Alvin and I's like original idea. Alvin on the lead guitar, me on the stand-up bass, just as a duo. Which is always fine, but man, it's so much more fun having drums and like some other stuff in there, like a rhythm guitar and like bass players that could really rock out. So that's kind of how we started, but then it's like rolled into its new form now.
Yeah, the plan was kind of to do like a country thing.
Yeah,
because we both really love country music.
Yeah,
and country's hot right now.
Yeah.
Totally. That's not what either of our other projects are, so it would have been fun to try and do something all different. But then it just kind of naturally came into what it is right now, just because of...
Can't force it. I don't know. It just keeps coming out of us. We keep trying to, like, change our genre. And we're like, oh... I mean, like, we both play country music at home. Like, when we're jamming here and we're on, like, our acoustic guitars, or if we're just hanging out playing music, it's always, like, yeah, something folky. But when we're writing, I don't know, maybe we just, it just keeps happening. We'll see.
The spooky thing was kind of accidentally stumbled upon.
Yeah.
But we like it. And we're definitely starting to lean into that more.
We're spooky people.
Keep it going.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
I love it. Like, it's an interesting that you're releasing the album like right before Halloween. Was that planned?
Yeah.
Like,
that was
the
cool.
Spooky sound. The best night of the year.
Yeah.
Yeah, totally.
Oh, yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun being not like completely tied to like one certain instrument, because I think, you know, in our, I always go back to our other projects, but those, we kind of have a role, but for this one we kind of,
you can do whatever. Yeah, it's so much fun. All the auxiliary stuff you hear on there, like little silly little xylophone things and
Fibra slap
and triangles, those are all very collaborative, but I feel like a lot of the time Alvin's got like the strange, not strange, I shouldn't be like instrumentally you know, unkind, they're all cool. But Alvin
be
usually,
a little weird.
Yeah, sure. Alvin usually comes up with those like little touches or whatever. Yeah, it's kind of fun.
Yeah, I heard the details in there for sure, which is why it's all over the place, but it still has a cohesive sound. Like, it still sounds like one album, and I appreciate that. It's not something that just all the songs sound the same and they're just different lyrics. Like, they're very, it's all over, and yeah, it's great.
Thank you.
So you recently changed your name. I want to talk about that a little bit, because before you were Al N. Jackson and now you're Highbush Caribou. So why?
Well, our friend Jeremy, Saltwater Hank, kind of when we got together, he messaged us on Instagram telling us that if we started a couples project, that we should be Al and Jackson. Mm-hmm. So we thought that was fun. So we kind of rolled with that at first. Once again, not really thinking that it was going to be anything, but as we wrote more songs, did more, it was like becoming a real thing. And that was a fun one. But I think we wanted to kind of separate ourselves from Alan Jackson and countries. I think it's funny.
It's confusing for people.
But it's a little too close. So I think it should be good to try and kind of form our own thing.
Yeah.
Separate from Alan Jackson. We love Alan Jackson.
We love Alan Jackson. It'd be really cool. Don't want to meet his lawyers. I don't think we would get in trouble. But it was more of like an interpersonal thing. Like, I'd go up to somebody and be like, yeah, it's Alan Jackson. They're like, oh yeah, cool. I'm like, you know, like the singer, but not really, because, you know, I'm Jackson and he's Al. And they're like, yeah, got it. I'm like, ah, okay. Maybe it's time to change this, you know?
Wasn't quite landing. Or like, I know I was a bit confused when you guys were headlining CICK. They're like, Alan Jackson's headlining. I'm like, what? Really?
We don't want to set any false expectations or mislead people. So
maybe if we were a cover band, we don't even do any. I wish I could cover Chattahoochee. Damn, that'd be a good cover. But we don't even do that.
Yeah, we still might.
We might. Yeah, awesome. Yeah. That's great. But yeah, you know, it was just, yeah, too many. Too confusing.
So it was probably, it was even before Deckfest where we were trying to think about name changes.
Yeah.
And I'm a firm believer in never forcing these things and like kind of let it come to you as it does.
Yeah. Or naturally. I'm like, do it now. Like, let's go.
So we had lots of different names in the works, but I forget how it came up, but my grandpa, they had an RV park up in Dease Lake, and he's Ukrainian and stuff, but he called squirrels High Bush Caribou. That was like his joke, that's what he called squirrels. So I forget where we were talking about where it came up, but that's kind of, we just thought that was a fun, kind of cool name that we could go with, because, yeah, it's just...
It's got a nice
ring. Had a good ring to it.
It's got no meaning to it.
No meaning.
We asked his grandma, nothing. Doesn't mean anything.
I think a big part about trying to find a band name is like to find something that's not taken either. Yeah. So you could get like the Instagram and the email and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And nothing, no one else out there was High Bush Caribou or anything. So, and I don't get it. I tried to ask him like exactly why he calls him High Bush Caribou, but it's just, he doesn't really, no meaning to
no
it.
No meaning.
So it's kind of fun.
It's perfect.
That's good. That is perfect. I love it. So any thoughts of a winter tour with your album release?
Yeah, I think we're hoping to probably not till the new year. Yeah. I think we won't plan anything. So nothing in the works at the moment, but hopefully you'll see us out on the road with Somber Seas and Coastal Drifters.
Yeah, that's right.
We're kind of, our High Bush Caribou is a bit of a collective between those two bands.
Like the love child.
Yeah.
So we'll get shadows sometimes from Somber Seas to drum for us if we're lucky. He's a busy guy. He's a great drummer, so we love having him there. And then Wadi from Coastal Drifters will...
He's our bass player.
He's our bass player. So it's really nice having other people along. So these guys, Coastal Drifters, are going to be putting out an album hopefully sometime in the new year. So if we can just kind of open up.
It'd be fun, like fun little trio to tour around.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
Big family trip. Yeah.
So no dates set in stone, unfortunately, but we'll be keen to play lots of shows in Terrace, Smithers, Rupert, and hopefully Prince George and stuff. So
yeah,
and festivals actually next year.
Yes.
Yeah, we'll have the album out and everything. We'll definitely be applying to all the classic northern festivals, you know, Edge of the World and Haida Gwaii, Kispy Ox,
Midsummer.
Yeah, so we're hoping to get into all those next year.
If we don't, it's okay though. If anyone's listening, obviously don't feel pressured. We'll try though.
Pressure's on.
That's awesome. Hopefully we'll get to see you a whole bunch of different times, like in different communities and places and festivals. That's gonna be great. Awesome. Well, yeah, thanks so much for doing the interview with me. This album is amazing. I can't wait to listen to it more when it, like, now that it's out. So speaking of which, where can folks find your album and where can they follow what you're doing and what you're up to?
So our album's gonna be on all streaming platforms. So you'll be able to find it on Spotify, Apple Music, Deezer, or whatever you're into. I think even Tidal, you know, the whole shebang, YouTube. We're on Instagram. That's a great way to find us and see what the heck we're up to. We're super easy to chat to. We love seeing what other people are up to as well and being part of the music community. So don't be shy to find us on there and reach out. Yeah, I think that covers all those bases, right?
Awesome. So is there a song from Shacked Up that you'd like our listeners to hear?
Oh boy, what do you think?
I'm pretty excited about the new addition to that album, which is Devil's Got My Soul.
Yeah,
that one's like, we definitely, that's the real spooky one.
Yeah, that's so a real spooky one.
I think
one.
That's Halloween's coming up. Give that one a listen. Put it on your Halloween playlist, you know? And I'm super excited and happy with that one.
Yeah.
Because it was kind of the final piece of the puzzle to the whole thing and ties it all together.
Totally.
Kind of like, I think as far as a song that reflects like the whole album, that one's quite good.
Yeah.
I think in that sense. So, yeah.
Perfect. Let's cue it up. Thank you so much again, Jackie and Alvin. We have Highbush Caribou, everyone.
Thank you, Andy.
Thank you so much for the interview. This was so fun.
Highbush Caribou, everybody, and you're listening to Sidetracked on CICK.
Nice.
Thank you. ass mister, he ain't got a clue. Never ever played by nobody rules. Fuck what you trying to do. I'm just trying to swoop me up a Heidi Klum. All up in her hiney in the restroom. Oh goddamn, why you go and do that? No cap in all caps, balls on her like mocap. Her titties got so many stretch marks, look like a roadmap. White house so negative, but that bitch pro-black. I'm that toucan, so I can't keep my dick in my pants. Got caught cheating, give me one more chance. Goddamn, all up in my phone, finding new some of the hoes. I was trying to be faithful, guess I lost myself. Got possessed by the flesh, now I'm lumping my chest. Happy wife, happy life, now I can't rest. Got possessed by the flesh, now I'm lumping my chest. Happy wife, happy life, now I can't rest. Bet a thousand, shoot a thousand.
Shoot a thousand.
No fix, broken house. Yeah. Not by the hairs of my chinny chin chin. Guess you can say that cheaters never win. Bet a thousand, shoot a thousand.
Shoot a thousand.
No fix, broken house. Yeah. Not by the hairs of my chinny chin chin. Guess you can say that cheaters never win. So weak, now I belong to the streets. Got caught up in the moment, now you wanna disown me. How I got a lot of hoes, still feel so lumpy. Got way past the sorry, shoulda listened to what you told me. I was lost in the sauce, now look where it comes. Had too many second chances, can't believe I got caught. And it's all my fault, only blame myself. But this bitch was so bad, couldn't help myself. Lost hold of self-control, really need more discipline. Said I won't gon' do it, but got caught again. I said I won't gon' do it, but got caught again. I said I won't gon' do it, but got caught again. Got possessed by the flesh, now I'm lumping my chest. Happy wife, happy life, now I can't rest. Got possessed by the flesh, now I'm lumping my chest. Happy wife, happy life, so I can't rest. Bet a thousand, shoot a thousand.
Shoot a thousand.
No fix, broken house. Yeah. Not by the hairs of my chinny chin chin. Guess you can say that cheaters never
win. Never win.
Bet a thousand, shoot a thousand.
Shoot a thousand.
No fix, broken house.
Yeah.
Not by the hairs of my chinny chin chin. Guess you can say that cheaters never
win. Never win.
I'm not hitting you to fuss and fight. Niggas catching feelings, I'm catching flights. Let the mothers do what you like. Ain't the only nigga that's fucking me right. Kid it understood. G-Wagon match the paddock when I'm in the hood. Face card, don't decline, credit is good. Too many on my line, I'm telling you, babe. Don't you ever get too comfortable.
First off, give me my respect. You can't check a bitch with a check. Nigga moving foul, I'ma have to call a tech. Fuck trying to get it right, you gon' get left. With them hoes acting like somebody else. We both know you ain't shit by yourself. AP on your wrist, designer on your sleeve. Still a flyest thing on your arm, it's me. Couple shots with my girls while we kiki. Like fuck that, I'm about to pull a kiki. Bitches only fucking, you can see how you fuck me. Could've been the MUA and still couldn't beat me, bitch.
I'm not hitting you to fuss and fight. Niggas catching feelings, I'm catching flights. Let the mothers do what you like. Ain't the only nigga that's fucking me right. Kid it understood. G-Wagon match the paddock when I'm in the hood. Face card, don't decline, credit is good. Too many on my line, I'm telling you, babe. Don't you ever get too comfortable. Comfortable.
Hey. Look, how I'ma sleep when you leave? Peacefully. How on my side in these streets? Frequently. Take the house and the cars and the keys with me. And skirt off on your ass with every piece of me. Well, you niggas gon' learn that a bad bitch is still a bad bitch, even if you treat her average. Only baggage that I came with was a Louis. Your chest with KV, and if I did you, how you do me? Same niggas that be in your ear wanna fuck me. I'd be wrong if I let one of them niggas touch me. Bad bitch, you know this pussy got power. The situation dead, nigga, come and get these flowers.
I'm gone. Oh, nigga, you can save it. Fucking with a dog. But I ain't the one to play with. Bad bitch, never going outside. Fuck going outside. Fine like a ticket. Acting like the man when that dick ain't even hidden. You ain't even have no ambition. This ain't even worth my attention. I'm not hitting you to fuss and fight. Niggas catching feelings, I'm catching flights. Let
let the mother hoes do what you like. Ain't the only nigga that's fucking me right. Get it understood. G-Wagon match the paddock when I'm in the hood. Face card don't decline, credit is good. Too many on my line, I'm telling you, babe. Don't you ever get too comfortable.
I used to be in love with the only one I cared for. Had no runner-up. Now it's a one and done. Feelings that I never planned for. Hidden in my blood. I used to be in love with the only one I cared for. Had no runner-up. Now it's a one and done. Feelings that I never planned for. Hidden in my blood.
Folks, and welcome back to Sidetracked. You just heard a lot of music
Before we had the interview with Highbush Caribou, we heard My Beautiful Girl by Youth Lagoon. And after that, we heard Om Slud with Bren Ned Brewa. And of course, we heard from Highbush Caribou. In the background, we heard Sea Searchin' and Devil Got My Soul. And then after that, we heard Danny Brown with Cheaters, Cash Doll and Tink with Comfy, and This Rose Roy Blair with Strawberry. Thank you so much for tuning in tonight, and thanks again to Highbush Caribou for the awesome interview. Congratulations again on your album. And there may be a sidetrack this Friday. We'll see how I'm feeling. Thank you all, beautiful people. Take care.